You guys got some good questions.
Not even questions, man. Like, this is, I fucked up. I just was like lazy. I brought it up.
It's all good. You can't see it, man.
You can't see it. Let it just hit you at once.
Friendly fire.
Yeah, right.
And I got
Romeo and Juliet all over again. Don't worry. I got practice with Jeff, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did a video. Oh, man.
Ahaji obviously ain't see it or share it. No big deal.
Why is it always me? Why is it always on me?
No, it's no big deal, man.
It's no big deal. I've just been your best
friend. Why is it on me, though?
I've just been a friend of yours for the longest time. Let's get the podcast
started.
I tell everybody, I'm like, Ahaji's going someplace.
Have you shared any of my videos? Yeah, someplace. No, you're going someplace.
I think we're good to start. Let's just go.
Are you sure? Because you ain't sure, Mike.
He's good.
I think we're good.
Are you good?
Yep. We started? Yeah? We're good? Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to the Weekend Show with Medium J. Today we got pretty much a high school reunion, right? My boys that we grew up in high school, man, for when we were little kids and shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we got Ahaji, the number one athlete in the world, to be honest. He's like the... No.
I appreciate that, but no, I appreciate it.
Bigger than LeBron.
Bigger than LeBron. He's coming for Jordan's brand.
I was once athletic.
For gold status.
And then we got Gabe, you know... Gabriel Castro.
Oh,
the Mexicano.
Oh, fuck. Just Gabe.
Just
Gabe. Just Gabe, sorry.
This guy's out here doing logistics. I see him in a suit all the time. He's traveling. You got to check his Instagram. Just drop your guys' Instagrams right now.
It's MX_bimbo17.
Yeah.
You can find me at Al Mansoure, so AlmanSoury.
There's another one at Al_Mansoury.
Yeah, Al_Mansoury. That's my cousin.
It's your cousin. I told him to
change his.
You're like, yo, dude. I had it first. I was following him for so long. Thinking, I'm like, dude, what's going on?
He sent me a picture. He's like, is this you? I don't know what's wrong.
I didn't know.
I didn't even know he had the same. Handle as me, actually, until you send it.
Oh, wow.
Sent it, yeah.
Yeah, for the longest time, I'm like, man, Ahaji's looking different than different every day.
I don't recognize this guy.
These photo filters on Instagram got me tripping.
This is on a different level, man.
No, I always see Gabe's Instagram, man. You travel. Where was the last time you were traveling, man? Two weeks ago,
man. I was in Mexico.
Yeah?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How's that?
Guadalajara. That was fun, man. It's actually it just started snowing, so it was perfect.
Oh yeah,
running,
just left.
Yeah. And then when I come back, it just sucked. But I'm used to it now.
Did you go partying?
For my birthday, a little bit, but not too great, not too much.
Get any kisses?
We should go. That's for another time, man.
Kisses ain't nothing, dude. Unless you get like the fever or something, you know, sort of disease. No, you didn't come back with anything.
I think I came good.
That's what I think you did.
I think everything's under control.
You gotta go get checked.
Only a couple bumps I came back with. It could have been just crazy.
Oh yeah,
just a little bit.
It just hurts when I pee. That's nothing.
It just you know, peeing blood and stuff like that. But
Jesus,
hey, you should have gone with your job.
Oh man. Anyway, okay, we'll leave
it. Gabe has some issues that he's taking care of right now.
It's a little bit. It's an ongoing situation. All right, guys.
But that Mexican Coke is good, man. Changing topics. No, Coca-Cola.
Yeah. It's actually, it's
I like Coca-Cola.
And it's actually really good. They actually have it here. I don't know why. Like, it's different. They actually market it as Mexican Coke.
It's made with real sugar, yeah.
Yeah, or something like that.
Sugar cane or whatever.
It comes in that glass. I like it when it's
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. It's
actually makes you feel fancy.
Yeah, the can's kind of weird.
It's the same one we have in Nigeria, too. Yeah. It's like...
Coca-Cola? Is Coca-Cola spelled wrong?
Why is it backwards? I thought it was a real Coca-Cola.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a bottle.
Getting Coca-Cola off a Wish.
It's like pink. It's like half
label.
It's not half even, black it's water. It just shows it
comes in different colors. Yeah. It's the new Coca-Cola.
Water and sugar.
Yeah, so getting off, you know, it's still, we're still doing introductions, by the way.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then that's Dammy. Anyways, let's go.
Dammy, you got shot.
Dammy, you,
tell
got,
us.
You got your Instagram plug in.
Yeah, as a baby. Tell us about
everything. Yeah, tell us about everything. How is it to be a dad?
Yeah, you guys go all in. Why
I thought she just transitioned.
Yeah, I have a I have a girl. Yes, yeah. I have a daughter. Yes, Kalani. Instagram handle Dammy of Life.
Dammy of Life. Yeah,
that's for my brother.
Dammy of Life, man.
Yeah.
And sorry, man. That one photo, the gender reveal. That was the dopest fucking. That was a fucking.
What was this?
It was.
Where
it was
like kicking the
it was
the ball.
A pretty sick one. Yeah.
How many trees come?
That was on Instagram.
This guy.
No, because I deleted it.
He showed up.
I was away for Instagram.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
I think it was on Facebook or something.
I don't know.
But it is on Facebook for sure. It was like my sister's best friend, who's a photographer, took that picture.
Yeah.
And gender reveal. The baby now is 11 months. So, yeah. Well, 11 months and 2 weeks. She's born on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So, on Christmas Day.
And all his uncles in? Yeah. Did you get her a gift?
Huh?
His gift?
Yeah, we did, man.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think I ever brought it to you. Did I?
No, you gave us a gift card.
Oh, yeah.
You gave us a gift card.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
I thought I never brought it.
Oh, no. You guys brought it for sure.
Yeah,
you guys
is she
sorry, I didn't see it, man. I was away from Instagram for like 7 months.
Bro, I like barely post to you, so like...
Hey, it's okay. We're past that.
Alright,
I'm gonna show you the picture still. Oh, you don't even have it on Instagram.
I think I have it on Facebook. I think it's on Facebook. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. That's why, man.
But that's a dope photo. I see that, and like when you kicked it right, and then all that smoke.
Yeah.
How big was the fire?
Bruh. Like, we didn't start on fire.
You know, no fires.
I don't put it out there.
These gender reveal photos.
To be honest, I didn't want a gender reveal. I wanted to keep it low key. Mm-hmm. But my wife's family was like, we got it.
Like a surprise.
Yeah, like a surprise. Yeah.
That's a professional picture.
Yeah, that's definitely looks so dope.
And that was kind of how, like...
Were you happy you got a girl?
I don't know.
I was happy I got see a girl.
Maybe cut it in.
I was so happy I got a girl, but Gabe made me realize. Gabe was making me second guess, but I'm happy I got a girl. I wanted a girl.
I made you second guess?
Are you sure?
Yeah, because Gabe was like... Are you sure you want a girl?
Are you sure? Wait. But yo, you said you made a second guess.
No, you made a second guess.
I don't remember this.
I want to know why you were so sure that you got a girl.
No,
I
don't
want to know how you get talked into second guess. What's wrong with
having a girl? No, I don't remember this conversation.
No, legit. You were like, actually, like, dude. You don't want to grow up.
Dammy seems like he's.
Dammy seems like he's remembers the business.
Just sit back on this one.
I know, it's all good though.
No. My apologies.
It's almost not good.
This is the second time he has apologized.
I'm not mad.
I'm counting. Maybe I'm questioning you, you know.
No,
maybe it wasn't in that sense, you know. Like,
but I promise.
Get out of here.
Because I think you recently got out of another relationship, so maybe that's.
Oh!
Are you sure you want that? You know,
onto the next, right?
This is how it was. It was like.
Okay.
No, legit. It was just kind of like I remember.
Yeah. What happened? What happened?
Let's well, basically, we planned on having a baby. It was a girl. I was happy, and Gabe was like, "Yo,
no,
you
but
sure you want a girl?"
Was it on a message? Or did he message?
No, this was like in
person.
It came through, and I was like,
"So, how did it go?" You go, "Hey." Gabe, I'm having a girl. I'm getting a girl.
And you're like happy. He's like, is that what you want? I'm like, yeah, I want a girl. He's like, bless me. He's like, oh yeah, you never want a girl as your first. That was your words.
That was,
yeah, I was like, bro, why?
He
did say that shit. I remember my guy. I was like, yo, bro, what the fuck?
Wow, yeah.
did you really
say that? Cancel, yo.
No.
Why? Like,
no. This is what I probably said, and you probably paraphrased it or something. I said, like, usually a guy, what they want is a guy.
You did
know?
Say that.
Yeah, is that true or no?
Yeah.
I said that.
You said that.
You know? And maybe I questioned it, like... Because I don't think you knew already if it was a girl or a guy yet. and you're like, oh, I want a girl.
No, I.
That's probably a question. What? Yeah. But I think every guy wants a guy.
Yeah. No, but that. But, well, yeah, that's a conversation. Yeah.
And if I said something like that, it was probably as a joke.
No, obviously. But you said every guy wants a guy. You did say that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was saying, no. And I said, and I quote, no, actually, I actually want a girl. No, most guys want guys. That's what you said.
Yeah, that's probably.
I think naturally I would want a guy. But if I get a girl, obviously, I'd love.
Like you obviously want probably one and one. Oh, sorry, just go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. Most men want men, but Dan is feminine. He's like, he's a soft-spoken guy. He's sweet, sensual. He's a lover boy. Look at him.
He
wouldn't know how to deal with the man.
We can't deal with the toxic masculinity all the time. So,
Dan always got into fights and stuff like that, right?
Exactly.
He's kind of tired of that rough thing.
I'm tough for that mentality. Dude,
come to school like in blood. I'm like, what happened?
Wait, you came to school. You were fighting in school?
No, I just I used to get jumped in high school.
Not a fight.
You was getting beat up. You screaming out for help.
But legit, remember, I almost
was asking for, you for help.
No, but that's it. My first fight.
Oh, Diamond just came back from another fight.
The reason why he's asking if you need a boy, he needs some support.
No, but listen.
He needs some backup. He's like, he needs a son.
Hey, look me now.
No.
Are you still getting drunk?
Remember, I almost fought.
Where's your lunch money, man?
Remember, I almost fought Alex, and then you talked me out of it?
Yeah, remember that day?
Like, when I first started school, and I was about to fight Alex.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't do it. You've got too many friends.
Yeah,
Alex is a drug dealer, too.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I was like, it's not worth it, and that's kind of why I backed down from that. But I legit...
He was really with this shit.
Yeah, so I'm not really about fighting.
And we were playing sports at the time, you know.
Remember when he cracked that guy in the back of the head or some shit? He punched that dude.
Really?
Like
back in the day.
He slipped a fucking lighter in his head on the football field. Because I don't even know, man. It was some sort of shit. But
he was on the football team for like a week.
Too violent.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. But people were always picking fights. I don't know. I just remember. You would just
always
come
in trouble.
Like, I don't know, for some reason. Maybe you were looking at them
it's
like kind of
It's
weird.
The Nigerian blood, though.
No, but that's the thing. Probably he was. Because body language,
that's
Nigerians.
Racist. Maybe.
Nigerians tend to look.
Actually, it's not racist. Like, you're half Nigerian.
I'm Kenyan. This is the first thing they got right. The first thing.
The high. No endurance.
You guys remember Christian? Christian, the black kid?
Like Joseph?
Christian Joseph,
yeah.
Fucking we were in grade 6 doing the fucking whatever. Not the beep test, but what was that track and field day or whatever?
Yeah.
Fucking we did the batons and shit. And they're like, we were with Christian, and Christian was like the leader, and he was trying to organize who's gonna do the last relay. He's like, okay, we need someone fast, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, Jeff, you're Kenyan, right? You can run. I'm like, yep. I can't run. I'm slow. I'm like a linebacker.
You did play football. You were running back, right? Running back.
But then it was me just running through people.
Yeah. But as you were fullback.
Yeah, you were fullback. Yes.
You were running back.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were running back.
Yeah, this guy's a
running
back.
We were all running back.
I just took everything.
Oh, yeah, we were all running back.
Eddie, you're more receiver, though. But
receiver, running back,
kick returner,
everything. But I remember, and then he's like, I just fucking blew the. We were last. And he was so bad. And he's like,
the first Kenyan that can't run.
I'm the first Kenyan.
They're about to disown you.
No.
I think it's that white side, though.
Yeah. No, it's fucking. It's COVID.
When was the last time we were all together? That's like probably high school, yeah?
Yeah, man. I see you all the time in the club, man. And I'm gonna call you out on this right now, man. I'm gonna call you out.
At the club?
At the club all the time. When I go to the club, I don't go to the club all the time. You go to the club all the time.
You see him at the club?
All the time.
You see him at the club?
You guys don't see his Instagram
story. I'm a dad now.
Have you seen him at the club?
Man, remember, like, before this bullshit COVID, but remember I used to always see you? Or were you too drunk?
You saw me at the club?
All the time I see Ahaji, Ahaji's like this. He's all in a vibe. He's just like, what's up? And I'm like, yo, what's up, Ahaji? Like, yo, dude, where were you, man? I'm like, dude, I'm fucking waiting in line, bro. Some people can't get in and skip the line, bro. He's like, dude, what's up, bro? And then I just don't see him again the next day. And he's like, dude, man, you were there? And I'm like, I messaged him the next day. I'm like, yo, man, that was crazy. I seen you.
You were there? Yeah, you can't just, bro, I can't even remember. I was just with a chick the other. Just talks about this. Talks about, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I haven't been out in so long. I haven't been out in so long.
Yeah,
it's been 3 years now since I've been out.
Really? Yeah, COVID's really fucked you. But that's one thing I've always actually been curious about. I'm kind of want to like take over a little bit. No, but like legit. How was COVID?
What I want to know what that means.
No, no, but like you guys being single.
Let's crash this.
No, wait.
I want to know.
Yeah?
Did you really get shot?
Did I really get shot? No, I already told, this is it. I've always told people, like, This is how it started. This is how the real shit started. Really, what happened was, like, I actually got hit with a cap gun. You know what a cap gun is?
Yeah.
Like, those shit that make sounds. Yeah. They make a lot of fucking loud sounds and shit. And I was telling someone.
So it's a loud sound?
No, listen.
It's a bullet.
No. But this is how the story went. Like, legit, I was actually telling my, I had a thick-ass accent then. And I, like, Jay was telling my friend, so this guy shot this cap gun, but I didn't know what Canadians called it.
Yeah.
So I just said, this guy shot this gun, and then I pinned my body against the fence.
Yeah.
But all this nigga heard was, shot a gun, and then I got hurt. So that's how the story started. And before I knew it.
So that's the truth.
That's the truth. Nick had already spread this. Now everyone's coming up to me like,
this is the first Jesse Smollett, man.
No, everyone's out there saying, everyone started saying, like, yo, I heard you got shot. And I'm like, fuck you.
You're like, I got shot.
Will you please? I didn't get convicted.
He's about to be racist.
No, you straight up look like the guys that kidnapped Jesse Smollett.
No.
It was two Nigerians.
Oh, yeah, two Nigerians too.
Two buff Nigerians. Yeah. And they had the look of Dammy. I don't know.
I thought it was a cap gun. I got shot.
No, but like that's how the story really started.
But you went with it for some reason. No, you told me.
This is how it happened, okay?
You were out of your way.
No, this is how it happened.
I got shot.
When the word is outside.
Right here.
I got a mixtape coming out.
But that's the thing. When the word is already out there.
When the word is out, you gotta go with it.
I'm like, I guess I gotta go with it. That's legit how it happened. I'm like, what the fuck? I said I got shot.
So I heard you got shot. Yeah, I got shot.
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Like nine times.
No, yeah. If 50 Cent was like the, you know, coolest thing there. And I'm like, I guess this nigga's 50 Cent. And I just went along with it.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I'm like, wait, now I look back, I'm like, why the fuck was I capping?
Yeah,
I used to cap about a lot of stupid shit.
Well, that was that's high school, man.
I know, that's like
so it's like a popularity card.
You can look at it.
Start junior high, bro.
Yeah, you look at it and you're like, bruh. Like,
did some just, cringy moments.
And a lot of. What about my? Oh yeah, we can go to those later. But like,
basketball.
I got so many crazy things.
You know what? You know what made me mad about Dammy?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that time we went to your house and we were playing 2K.
Yeah.
We were playing for the actual for the game.
Yeah.
And I whooped your ass.
Big stakes.
And the guy wanted to fight me because he lost. I said, "This is mine now." He's like, "No," he grabbed it and then fucking ran.
I don't even remember this shit.
You remember?
I don't remember.
It was like NBA Live 14 or something.
I used to bet. No, I used to bet a lot of shit. This is real shit.
And then when
you
lose this?
And when I lose, I'm like, no, I was just fucking around, man. You know, I was fucking
yeah, why the fuck you bet it?
We bet it when like, there was a day we bet like Lakers and Celtics were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then like, goodness. I remember, like, I picked the Celtics.
Because the Celtics won the year
yeah.
before.
I picked the Celtics to win.
Was it 2009?
Yeah, it was yeah, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, it was only, so the same year, by the
yeah.
way.
And I was like, yo, I the Celtics are going to win. I was like, game seven. And I pulled up to school the next day. Lakers won. I'm like, man, I didn't want to see.
I literally was
dodging a hockey all day.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
my book comes out of the bathroom.
I think that's how you, yeah, that's how you're supposed to.
That's the last time I seen you, actually. That's the last time I seen you. Until today. That's the reason.
Until today, yeah, exactly. Until today.
So anyway. This whole podcast is like, yo, you just gotta give him.
Give me the 2K09.
I'm gonna grab it.
2014.
Yeah, 2014.
Make it updated because of inflation.
Or you pay me, yeah, because of inflation.
I'll pay you.
You gotta pay the new one at least.
Yeah, like $70. It's like games are not cheap anymore.
$89.99.
Oh, games are not cheap. Remember, it used to be like $40 something,
like
$39.99.
They were 50 max.
I was like 80, bro.
Ridiculous.
Inflation hits.
Minimum 80 plus all the whatever.
Yeah, like
even game packs and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Imagine growing up.
Guys
now.
Got me walking, you know.
Like imagine growing up now playing video games. Like before, I could save like what $40 and go buy a game. No. But now imagine trying to save up $100 just to buy one game. That's just ridiculous.
The problem with gaming nowadays is like they'll release like you guys check out the new Battlefield.
That shit's not. It's all buggy and shit. Like they just drop games and they update them like in 6 months.
You get a test version of it,
and you're like, dude,
they
what
do
am
the
I
Apple
paying?
Thing where you, like after a year, it's just shitty, right?
So like life is good though. Like I love like how Teslas you can just update it instead of like you know buy a new car, right? You just update it and the depreciation.
Depreciation.
Okay. Of the car is like 3,000 after like 4 years or something like that. Which is crazy, right?
Yeah. But like Tesla's. Like,
yeah. What? Because like my car, as soon as I drove
this year, it's like the first year where like used cars are like. Actually, expensive.
Yeah.
Or something like that, because of the shortage of chips or whatever.
Shortage
I don't
of chips.
Know.
Used cars are expensive.
Everything.
Right? It's like 10%. Like, even like me.
Dogs are not more expensive.
My car, I didn't sell my car. Dogs? I bought my car, and I wanted, like, my car is a small car.
Yeah.
I wanted to upgrade to an SUV. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, I already have this car. I haven't had it for long.
Yeah.
Selling it did not make sense because I'd be losing half the money.
That's,
so I figured, oh, fuck, I'm just going to hold on to the car. And now I actually called my thing and I said, oh, hey. I'm willing to, you know, trade the car back in. They're willing to give me way more than I paid for the car.
Really?
Now, because used cars are like...
Yeah.
Everyone's
after it, right?
Yeah, they have no cars on the lot, really, for that model. So my model, like, my car, I'm like, it has all these problems.
No one's
like,
buying new cars anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, I have all these problems wrong with it. They're like, we'll still take it. We'll pay you more than you paid for it.
Yeah.
So like I bought the car for 10 grand. Yeah, I haven't sold it yet. I'm still thinking about it. I bought it for... It only has like 40K... You know, kilometers on it, and
what do you drive?
Yeah,
what do you drive?
I drive what's it called? Chrysler 200.
Dude, those are nice cars, man.
Yeah, but that's
how much
are
you selling it for?
That was my first car.
I was trying. It has like 50,000 kilometers on it, and it was a 2016, 2017, and I bought it for 10K, and I was trying to sell it for 8K. I couldn't get 8K in the summer, and now the dealership. He's trying to at least give me 13K just to trade it in.
13?
I swear.
Damn,
the car, it's like, apparently, like, everyone's like wanting the same car. They're willing to give me 13 just to trade it in.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm like,
now.
I should do it.
But there's a bubble.
The reason why I just
bubble,
don't want
right?
to do it, though, is because if I trade in the car, I don't want to pay the monthly fee. I already paid off the car.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to take on something I have to pay off every month. And that's, you know, I don't want
to
make a car payment.
Car, though.
Yeah, I don't want to pay a car payment and then fucking gas and then deduct three different things for one car. I'm like, it just, for me, it didn't make sense to make car payments.
A car is like a loss at any
point. At any point. So why the heck would I keep paying money every?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make money.
It depreciates as soon as you buy it off the lot.
Exactly. And
it's a car is just for, you know, to take you
it's
to A and B and then
exactly.
back to A. That's all it is.
But it saves so much fucking time.
Because
so
especially in
Winnipeg.
But yeah, because in Winnipeg, we don't have that much transportation options, right?
We need a car.
So
yeah,
it's like,
you need a car for sure.
Yeah, if you didn't, if we lived in Toronto or something, like, then you
and
can
the
take
the... And the winters are brutal.
Or
so
Vancouver, you can take the...
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate truth of things. And also, having a baby, you need a car in COVID. You don't want to put your baby in, like, a bus or... You know,
that's
a shitty thing. So I have to just drive places and appointments. Yeah.
Nice, man.
Really.
Nice.
No, but yeah, no.
I'd say jump on the 13K for that.
I know. I was like, bro,
that's fucking.
It's nice.
You make
as
some
hell.
Profit off of that.
I was like, fuck it. Why would I not?
Because if it's a supply issue, once the shit gets better, right?
Yeah.
And supply opens up, that price is gonna drop, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But then if I take on this thing, then I have to get a car right away too. And then I have to buy a car.
It's
more expensive anyways.
Your wife doesn't have a...
No, she doesn't. She doesn't currently drive. So like really, if I sold the car now,
yeah.
Well, I'm getting 2 months leave. I was thinking about selling it right when I go for that leave.
Mm.
That way I don't have to drive for 2 months. But really, if I sell the car, I would just have to turn around and
when
buy
it.
When
you get in 2 months, man?
In February. In February I get 2 months off. February to April, so I'll have
nice.
That.
Paternity leave.
Yeah, I know, parental leave. For all being Canadian. This is weird for me being
paternity
off.
Paternity leave? Yeah,
parental leave. Nice.
Did you choose February to April?
I can choose whatever date I want.
Wait, everybody gets February. Paternity leave?
No, parental leave.
That's like, job.
Sorry. Parental leave? Everybody gets?
You can get it if you want. Like, if
is that appropriate to ask? I don't have a kid, but can you travel?
Yeah, I can travel in that. That's literally what I was saying. I can travel in February.
We should travel. So
yeah.
You could do anything.
No, because really, like, that 2 months off, anyone can get it. My wife took the extended She took the extended, which is a year and a half.
The whole idea about this is you taking care of the kid, right?
Taking care of the kid, but you can still use it as a...
You can still use it as long as it's just you being present.
So does your wife get, like, how long does your wife get?
She gets a year and a half. We took the extended.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
So, okay, rather, some people take them with parents.
What do you mean you take the extended?
So there are options. There's an extended one, and there's the normal one. The normal one is, like, almost under a year, really.
Yeah.
That's what most people.
But like
for.
The extra half year, so, you get paid less. Like
you get paid 33% rather than like
60% or whatever.
You get to, say you get $1,000 every month.
Yeah.
Originally.
Holy shit.
No, I'm saying originally you get $1,000.
That's poverty.
No, but that's what I'm saying. $1,000 a year. I'm trying to use that as an example. Exactly. But like she would be getting 33% of that of her wages every month.
Okay.
Basically, that's. But that's the only shitty thing about spreading it out. But at the same time, the fact that she spreads it out means I get 2 months as the other parents.
Nice.
I get 2 months off if I choose to take it. I know, I'm teaching y'all. I'm teaching y'all to take, have babies now and take the 2 months to yourself.
No, I'm definitely going to have a baby.
For the 2 months.
I'm fucking with you.
I want a baby. I think I'll be a dad.
I heard that you just have to split it, right? Like,
yeah.
Baby mama don't work, so... Mm-hmm. Nigga gonna be working.
No,
I can't
really
take it. Mom, I need the full amount.
So how does it work with you two?
Like, you know, right? It's a little rough right now. It's personal, but baby mama drama, kind of.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm saying like with the sharing the kid was like.
You know,
you gotta pay a lot. You
got
of money.
You got a boy?
Oh, girl. We got a boy.
So you gotta pay a lot.
What's
of money?
What's your baby's name? You don't want to share that?
No.
Gibbs like...
Yeah. I got a boy.
Under the...
it was like, man, you know, we were like... We weren't dating or anything like that. We were, you know, just kind of friends chilling. And one thing led to another. And
yeah, and boom!
Like, boom! Life
and
hits
boom, the kid's here. Yeah.
This is why you use protection.
Wrap it up, kids. Because... Yes.
No, condoms are not fun though. I tell you, don't wrap it up if you don't know the man.
That's what
you put out game strong.
You're
yo,
with me.
No, I put out game strong. I put out game strong.
Are you sure?
I wanted a baby. I legit wanted a baby.
Are you sure it is?
I'm dead serious. I legit wanted a baby. I tell people.
He wanted a girl. He legit wanted.
We will find out on Judgment Day.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Guys, gonna be like. And Superman says.
That's a lie. You got shot, that's a lie. You wanted the 2 months.
When do I start with that? When do I start with that?
You wanted the 2 months off.
13, get it.
First of all, you did not want a kid. You wanted a boy. If anything, but
you're not even from Nigeria.
You actually called me Lisa. I'm doing the Juicy Smollett. I'm living Juicy Smollett.
Everything. Dude, I can imagine though, Dami has that charisma where he could just be like lying about everything.
I think it was a Mongo.
That Juicy thing was crazy.
No, that shit was fucking
like,
crazy.
I read that like, you guys knew each other?
You see the photo or whatever?
What, like they had a sexual relationship.
Yeah, I was like, Nigerian gay? That didn't make sense to me.
Those actors, those actors, right?
What are you guys talking about?
No, Jussie Smollett.
Who the hell is that?
Okay, we gotta explain it for him.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy from a TV show called Empire.
Yeah.
But basically, this guy himself is gay. Uh-huh. The Justice Smollett guy.
It has nothing to do
in
with
in real life.
He just threw that out there.
But just threw that out there. But really, he just...
in the show, he was a... He
basically said, like, one day, like, Trump people...
Trump people.
With MAGA hats.
MAGA hats, like, jumped him in the middle of the
night. This is already fishy, man.
And people felt bad for him.
And people felt bad for him.
And the black community actually on Twitter was the funniest because they were like, hold up here.
Because
what did this Trump people do?
No, he said they had the MAGA hats on. So basically they jumped him and it said, go back to your country, nigger. Or some shit like that.
Some wild story. They beat him up, this and that.
And people,
literally celebrities were like, I can't believe you did this. And so everyone was like, we support you, Jesse. And then it came out.
He put his name to the top of trending.
What made the whole thing worse was like, now they had cameras where he said the thing happened. They couldn't catch shit. So now this guy was like pivoting the story.
What happened was he actually twisted the story and said, and then actually called out the two guys that did it, the two Nigerians, right? Yeah. And then they came out and said, hey, actually, he's calling us out, but you are the one that
planned this.
We were actors.
Yeah, we were actors. Yeah, you paid us to do this. Why are you trying to like get us in trouble? Right, and then that's when like the whole everything happened, and then
the court happened. Insane, man.
No, but like,
so they found out like he had like sexual relationship with one of the guys.
It's a whole fucking thing.
It was weird. The way they said it was like they masturbated in front of each other.
I don't know
what that means even. But anyways, I don't even know what that means. But that's the sexual relationship they had.
And now he was in court.
And then they smoked something. I forgot what they did. They did some type of drug. Yeah. They were all fucked up that day, and then decided to do all that shit. And and now he's in court, and he actually got found guilty, and he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Man. Yeah, they really like that's awesome.
I think you didn't hear about that. It was crazy because everyone felt bad for him for the longest time. But then
fuck that.
I was like, hold up, this story is sounding crazy.
Yeah, when I first heard that, I was like, I don't know.
They right off the bat, the description.
A celebrity special. Like you, and obviously he was going down in the ratings, and he lost his job, I think.
Yeah, he got fired. That's when he got fired too. So he was one of those.
Yeah, I just thought it was fishy from the start for me too. I was like, bro, obviously he took Twitter over because everyone's like, oh my god, we need to protect his social
media.
And this shit just sounds too fishy. Like, they came out of their police to come to the hood in Chicago, and then. Threat two MAGA guys and no one saw it but you. And then they told you to go back to your country.
In the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the cold. I'm like, bro.
Two Nigerians, by the way.
In Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody Trump supports Chicago.
That was the first red flag. They're like, hold on.
Too many things.
Wear MAGA hats too? So specific. Wow.
Yeah.
I saw them wear mega hats right before they knocked me out. That's the last thing I saw.
Like, if you had the last part, like, to go back to your country, I would have been like, it's somewhat believable. But it's like,
I didn't hear about this, man.
So you hear about the Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yes, I heard about that.
What is it?
So what do you guys think about that, actually? This is
It's good. I'm for Kyle, man.
Yeah,
100%, man.
I'm mixed. Like, honestly, this is where the difference is. Like, for me, I don't lean to one side. I like sitting in the middle, hearing both sides of things.
Yeah.
And then, because I think it's just simple-minded.
The guy on court literally said, he was like, you didn't shoot him until you pointed the gun at him. It's self-defense.
I'm on Kyle's side in that. Like, that's where the difference is. I'm on that guy's side in the self-defensive part.
Yeah.
But my thing is, it's white privilege to leave your own state. It'd be like me going to Toronto.
I think it has nothing to do with the race
optics,
or anything.
No, the optics should look bad, regardless of who you are. If I take a gun and go to Toronto, and I've already said, I'm going to kill some motherfuckers. If I go to Toronto and someone actually dies from my gun, it's already, there's a little bit of premeditation there. Because I've already said, I'm going to kill people. And then I go there and someone dies from
and
my
the
gun.
Issue is, I think the issue was like, what, like, I think the case was like, I think he did win, and it was like,
I think justice was served.
I think that was correct what they did. But what I didn't like was like the way they went about it, because they said he was trying to protect this car shop or car place, right? And no one asked him to protect that. He just came out of his own way. Even like they didn't even interview the owners of that. And what they asked them questions, actually they asked the interviewers asked the owners of that car place later on, and they asked them like, did you want protection? And they're like, no, like I would have rather have him. I'd rather have them vandalize things than
obviously he put himself in a situation where
he didn't have to be
he didn't have to.
So as an African American, like he's saying, like if a black person were to go do that and shut up some people, be like, whoa, like it'd be like crazy.
No, like,
it's messed up as it is, like regardless, it's both messed up. But 100% he'll be
no. If I'm black and I take a gun somewhere,
he was part of the what's it called? What's that? What's that supremacist group called? The 70.
It's not Antifa.
No,
I don't know. I don't know anything. I just hear Antifa.
No, not the Proud Boys. It's like the 12th. There's something like it's. I'll figure out.
No, but one thing I just don't like about the aftermath about the whole thing. Like again, I think justice was served. I think he was in self-defense.
I don't know if it has to do a lot with race, this case, you know? Like, they brought out a lot of race into it, but he shot all, like, white people, you know?
No,
like, and then they made him, like, suck. They I don't know. They made it look so bad. But the guys that he was shooting, all those guys on the streets were also fucking bad, man. They were all burning fucking shit. They were doing shit that they shouldn't.
I don't think it's about race. I don't think that situation was about race. But I think because like the way things panned out and obviously how he was cheated.
Well, it's white luck.
It was definitely because he was
and
white.
And everybody out there in that street, they're doing shit that they shouldn't.
I don't think he's
burning shit. Like everybody there involved in one way or another. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there, you know?
And there's always like,
I can always say that. But one thing on the other side that you can say is they didn't bring a gun to that fight. I don't know if they... No, but I'm saying, like, they didn't kill anyone. So
I don't know. Well, they were, for instance,
if you and I fight, and you bring out a gun and you kill me...
It'd be a cap gun.
I would not. Are you telling the story? No,
but like, honestly, I was dead for 3 seconds. Dude.
I think the biggest thing.
Show me the back.
I come back.
Show me 9 times. Yeah. Dude, I think the biggest thing in that thing, honestly, is always that premeditation for me. Yeah. The verdict, I think, was perfectly fine. I was not. You know,
damn, I think you're forgetting, man. He's a fucking 17-year-old kid.
That's true.
He probably literally thought he was gonna just actually protect him.
No.
Listen,
a 17-year-old kid should not be, and right now he's being praised. As a 17-year-old kid, he's being praised. He's all over the news and everything. As a 17-year-old kid, watch him talk on TV.
Oh yeah,
he's smarter to grab a gun and then drive from one state to another. Like he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
But
like,
he
didn't do that just because I'm a 17-year-old. I feel like I should go protect my. No, I'm going there to go shoot up some people. That's where I'm going to do. Like, I have a gun that I'm going to go grab and I'm going to go. You know what I mean?
We all have our biases.
And there's some texts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We all have our biases. Yeah, I guess. So. And that's the number one thing you guys have to think about. We all have our biases. Hajj and I might come right here from a race point. Jeff might come idea from a different. Yeah. We all have our different biases, but I think the number one thing is I try to sit in the center, and like the guy that he shot. At first, I started feeling. I used to feel bad. I'm like, I used
isn't
to
that
see
like some when you're on sex Twitter, abuser.
He was a sex abuser. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wait, yeah. I don't feel.
Everybody there
is
like,
it's kind of hard to defend.
I think the premeditation from and like the, no, you have to think about it. When he beat that court case. And he got to, they got to pick his own jury. The judge was doing everything.
Yeah, I don't think the case itself was race, but the way it was
handled. The judge was doing it. Yeah. Okay, oh yeah, all this premeditation, all these videos. If that was a black guy, and he's like, he literally had it on all over Facebook. That's real, go look it up. Mm. He actually had a video saying, oh, I'm going here, and I'm going to go kill up some motherfuckers. I'm going to go kill up people on the left side. He said it on videos, in his stories. Mm-hmm. They said, we're going to use this in court against him. The judge said, and I quote, no, you can't bring like that to court.
Fair enough, every rapper does this, and you're allowed to do this. You could go, I shot a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And if that same day you go out and I shot a motherfucker, that court, that it can't be held what you did before. As counted as premeditation
because you saying you're going to
but
kill.
But think about it.
What's that rapper? And then he actually end up killing his best.
Yeah, you're with your buddies and you have all these guns. Mm-hmm. How much shit do you talk? You know, like, oh yeah, we're gonna go out there, we're gonna kill motherfuckers, right? Is that really your intention?
I'm not saying.
And it happened, you know.
Again, but the fact that he spoke about it, then it went and happened.
We do that all that time, man. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
It's social media shit.
I know it's social media thing. It's cat, regardless of what. But my thing is, literally, think about all the situations. I'm saying, I'm not saying what the judgment. My point, 1,000%, is if that was a black guy or any other race, they would be in jail for the rest of your life. They'll probably get the chair.
I don't know about that.
Easy. No, that part I can tell you easy because, number one, you left your state. They're not going to, again, the number one reason why this guy is being praised and hailed like that is because he's serving as a pawn for the right side of it, too. Because they're using him as like, oh, this is our hero. And that's where...
I don't know, man. That's where we disagree. If it was like a black guy that he would be in jail, I don't know. I actually don't know.
I know that for sure.
I think the support system it wouldn't be there because he was definitely part of a white supremacist group.
I can't tell you that. 100%. I didn't look at it.
No, I'm trying to find the name right now. He was actually part of it. And like, if he was...
That's kind of fishy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, so I can't.
Like a lot of things, but like when the judge spoke, and like I was like, and they didn't give him anything. I'm like, yeah, self-defense, 1,000%. Yeah, when he shot the person, I was like, when I saw the videos, I was like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with the way he defended himself.
He obviously put himself in a situation where he should have.
And I think the number one, he put himself in that situation. And I think the biggest thing as to why a lot of people don't fuck with him, which is not a big deal to me, is because now Fox News is
starting to use this. You say a lot of people praise him, but I also seem like a... You know,
oh, yeah, a lot of people just dog him. A lot of people dog him. He can't go to school anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he got kicked out or something.
Given the fact that you went and took a gun and you drove, like, it came with this, like, regardless of, like, those are both extremes. Yes, of course, he's, like, people are treating him wrong, and they shouldn't be treating him that wrong because of something that he went to court for and then he won, right?
Yeah.
Because then after court, he's supposed to be done with, right? But at the same time, no one asked you to grab a gun and drive to a fucking different state to go shoot people.
Yeah.
No one asked you for that. You know, back in the day, like, the LA riot happened, too. The LA riot was the most, like, crazy. That it was worse than what happened 2020. But for someone to go out of their own state to drive all the way to go shoot people, no one asked you. You're 17-year-old. Like,
it's a completely naive way of thinking. But I think you guys, it can't be about race. I think it's stupidity. And stupidity.
And it should be linked to the gun laws in America, like all that.
He could have been on the forums, on 4chan or some shit, being like, oh yeah, fucking white supremacy kind of. It's this fucking internet talking shit. Like, say the most racist shit on the online.
I think it's the law. It's the law. It's the gun law that really should be.
Like I said,
it is that that's the fairest point because he couldn't. He was. It would have been illegal if he had a pistol. Yeah. But he was allowed to have a fucking firearm that wasn't registered to his name.
It was like within a certain distance. The barrel had to be.
It's
a technicality.
But a 9mm, can't bring a. That's just weird. I think we'll get off that.
That'll spin. It's fine, but you should be able to talk about things like this.
Everyone should have an opinion, and everyone should be open-minded.
We're gonna talk about opinions. Opinion, Astral World.
Yeah.
What do you guys think went down? Do you think Travis Scott is to blame for this shit?
I'm with Travis Scott.
I'm with Travis Scott too.
People were fighting me for it.
I'm
with Travis Scott.
Too. I'm gonna be the guy that says he fucked up. He had multiple kids. I'll lay my case down, and you guys can bash it.
Go ahead.
He had multiple. Concerts where this shit happens. Yeah. People got trampled constantly. Mm-hmm. There's videos of him on social media going. Rush the stage, you know, fuck it. But when they start getting too close to him, he says, all right, stop it. Seriously, we got to seriously stop it. Because they're too close. Fans are rushing the stage. But when everyone's fucking getting trampled in the crowd, he's like, keep it going. There's an ambulance at the time, before he even knew about it, at this the incident, which is like, what is it? A couple $1 billion lawsuits now. Mm-hmm. So many people, like nine deaths at his concert. There's an ambulance that he's seen. And he called it out some like 37 minutes before he was realized, before he actually got everything to stop.
Yeah,
he was alerted about it during stage, and he still got Drake out there. They performed for another like 20 something minutes. It's a lot of.
He was alerted that someone died.
Yeah, he was alerted that there was like mass casualties. So there's more than one. Multiple people have been dead, but I guess he pretended that. He didn't really get it, but there's radios in and people fucking. There's videos of people coming up on stage to kind of tell it them. There's fans chanting in like the first kind of few rows of it at least. Yeah. We're like, hey, stop the show. They're telling them, and that they crowded in that ambulance that couldn't get. There's medical evac that was getting blocked on that. And he's like, hey, what's that? An ambulance? Oh, shit, wait, what's that? He pretended like he didn't even notice that there's an ambulance.
Yeah. Okay, think about it, okay? He's obviously, okay, he's a celebrity, right? He's performing. Someone comes up to him like, okay, there's casualties, right? And probably didn't explain it properly well enough. And he's hyped. He's like on probably drugs, going crazy right now. Like, it's Travis Scott. Like, he's probably off something. Like, he's performing. He's on his set. Like, he's in his mode, right? And like someone's coming up to you, telling you something, and probably not even saying it right, and you're not even listening properly, right? And if it's something that important, you guys are the ambulance. Like, do something about it right there and then, or like call the police. Do something. Like, why do you have to go to the person that's performing? Yeah. That like, He puts you on duty to do your work. Yeah. Call the police. Do whatever you have to do to get that solved. Don't stop the guy maybe you can try to stop the concert. Get someone to try to stop the concert. Do whatever you have to do. But you're still supposed to do your job at the end of the day.
No, but that's the show goes on. They say that. One thing I will say, when he saw the ambulance, but you also have to think about it from his point of view. How many shows does he do that he probably sees ambulances? Probably people just
like you said, yeah.
And think about it. People
it's
like
a huge deal stopping a show that big. You know?
Yeah, it's people. Like people might be passing out. He's probably used. Yeah, imagine Michael Jackson when he used the first. Yeah. People would just pass out and it was just like a
Michael
name.
Jackson cancels a show.
I think it was maybe it was Farley's fault, but also his team. You know, videos of people are jumping the fence or whatever, mm-hmm. getting through security, all that kind of stuff. It was just bad planning overall.
There wasn't good
training.
He's always
been about race. The city gave that spot out too, right? The city should have some type of blame too, because they gave
you
that.
You can't
spot
solely
out.
Blame
yeah.
him.
And that's what I always find.
You can give him some of the blame, 100%.
Everyone is showing videos. Like, you can literally get any video to make someone look horrible.
That is a weird video, though, where he is like, yeah, and there's a body being held off. He's like, yeah.
But that's the thing. When you show it, you also have to think about it. From his point of view, it looked weird. Because when you show it, it was a fan.
So
a
body getting dragged up. Maybe fainted. Maybe off drugs or something.
No,
you know
but that's
what
the thing.
It wasn't. Didn't know it was dead. Was it a dead person?
But at the same time, he can't see the crowd properly.
Yeah, exactly. True.
There's a huge bright light on him.
And you know how big Astro World is? There's so many people out there.
There's
always going to pinpoint that dude that just...
If you're gonna stop it, thousands? You know how much money is on the line,
bro. It's probably one of the biggest concerts.
I think it was almost
50,000 people or something.
It's over 50,000.
It's not an issue.
So if he's on stage hyped up, one thing I will say that I will say is his fault, because I've seen a documentary about this whole thing. And it's he's always been about this raging thing.
Yeah.
Where he wants people to rage and break laws. Like, he's
mosh pit.
There was a guy that he...
Mosh pit.
You guys go look it up.
About it too.
There's actually a guy that he told to jump off the second floor. No, this is real thing.
The guy jumped
and broke his legs. And he's in a wheelchair now because of...
That guy's an idiot.
But I'm saying he's encouraging very dangerous behavior. If I'm already thinking because what was it was not like people just jumping off balcony.
Well, he says do it.
What was happening? Same jumping. He wanted people to jump off the top thing, and people down would catch them. And that's what was happening. So people were catching other people. He's like, yeah, I'll do it, and people were catching. And his show is so hyped up. They have you ever see it's like Playboy Cardi. You ever see their fans?
Yeah.
They're you think there's satanic shit.
Yeah.
And this nigga is trying to claim God.
But you know Rockstar's been doing that for.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the fact that he's telling people to break the law.
Yeah.
And you don't have enough security. And this one time that they break the law, because when they broke that thing and everyone's that was part of it, because he keeps telling people, oh, you guys ready to rage? Even he tweeted out before that show started, Astro World started. Go look it up. He tweeted out, you guys are ready to break the law. He deleted it now.
Yeah,
look it up. He actually tweeted some wild shit, which is encouraging people to turn up and break down this, basically ignore shit.
Migos, it's called inciting a riot. Yeah. Migos had to fucking deal with some court shit like that too, where it's if fucking people are getting violent and you get on mic and keep going let's break some shit, grab some fucking bars at the glass, bash it over, it's your
and that guy has two charges of it. Go look it up.
Whatever.
Travis Scott has two charges of inside.
He did it multiple times.
I think he's to blame for that. That's his own blame, right? I think like you guys are saying, in the past, he did that. But in this situation that we're talking about, Astro World, he never encouraged it.
Yeah.
He just didn't know. You know what I mean? And that's different. If he was encouraging it and that shit happened, that's 10 times worse. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's claiming, I didn't know. We can't say, he definitely did know. You know what I mean?
I just think it's stupid now when you play a Travis Scott song at a club.
Yeah.
Everyone loses it. It's a thing now.
But
it's
social media, right? Everyone
falls.
Social media. That's what happens.
It's huge.
How are you going to cancel one of the biggest? Oh yeah.
Like the Cal case. It's social media, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are hitting on him, so it's let's join in and hit on him, right? I honestly don't hate the kid. I just hate the situation and the fact that he and his parents too are to be blamed. The fact that your parents were just
you raise the kid that was just like one day is like gonna get up and like on Facebook and say all that shit.
The mom's like, oh, yeah, take the gun.
Yeah, exactly. Go take the gun.
Across
yeah.
country. That is
like, that is what I hate. I don't hate the kid. Like it's a kid. Like you make mistakes, right? Yeah. And like that is something he's gonna learn from. I don't think he's gonna walk again and go shoot up somebody.
He's gonna have
not.
A hard life, man.
Yeah.
He shared something about like a photo though. Just we'll go back. Yeah. It's like he tried to fucking log into like Call of Duty or something, and it's like you can't use Kyle Rittenhouse.
Really?
Are you serious?
His fucking Instagram post was like, yeah, he's like, dude, I fucking can't even use my own name now. So it's like, yeah, his life has definitely changed for
100%.
But he seems like he's handling well. I don't like.
He's living
like,
good now.
Yeah, right? Like he's on podcasts he's and famous. Stuff like that, and like
people have said like, really either him, he's like a legitimately like. Like fucking Navy SEALs level type of guy where he could go he's in and so shoot mature. Yeah, doesn't even care about the murders or he's kind of like, you know, when you're in that denial he might be still in that denial stage
which
going
would be,
podcast like man,
he's enjoying the life right
but it would maybe down the road couple of years he's gonna go, dude, like the fuck, like my life is completely changed.
Yeah.
Like he's not a kid anymore, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, I don't think that should.
But, like I said, I don't blame him.
Cancel culture is a motherfucker. We could talk about DaBaby. You guys hear about like they're trying to cancel DaBaby? About the fucking shit that was a little earlier. This guy like all violent rappers.
Yeah.
Bring it on! Oh my guys, you know.
No, I think.
But Collins, you know.
That was I'm with DaBaby on this one. I think fucking.
What did he say?
He said some weird shit on
something about AIDS.
Yeah, he's like,
in his concerts again.
Like, you ain't got AIDS. Some remarks about.
Wait,
like,
if you ain't got AIDS or something.
If you ain't got AIDS, get your hands up.
That was some wild shit.
I think.
I don't know if you. I think.
He's like, you're in the parking lot sucking dick.
Why gay? But why would the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, no, I think social media linked it to gay people and AIDS. Yeah. Like, that
you
was not him.
You're in the parking lot sucking dick. That's like,
you ain't got no disease to make your dick fall off. Get your legs on.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing that the LGBTQ.
When you're hyped on stage, I don't blame him. When you're hyped on stage,
no. And also, what you gotta look at, like I said, people make mistakes, and these rappers, most of these rappers come out from the hood. Like he raps about, like he came out of the hood, was raised in a crack house, all that stuff. Like he came out from the hood, probably got famous like that instantly.
Yeah,
he does
like
not
19,
know how to.
21.
He doesn't know how to communicate. Just like how, he wasn't taught all of this. Like this is gonna be a huge lesson for him to learn. And if he can move forward with it and actually become, you know, like censored in the future.
I think educating yourself is a good thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think anything he said was so out of pocket.
And it's freedom.
He didn't literally say. He didn't connect gay people and AIDS.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
He just said, if you're not gay, say, if you didn't come here with AIDS, that's what he said. He didn't make those connections.
He just made gay people with AIDS feel bad.
But that's, it's like me saying, oh yeah, I have something in the fridge. I'm making insinuations, but I'm not giving you directly, this is gay and AIDS.
Oh, you're right.
They made that insinuation,
you're
number
right.
one. Yeah. Number two, I don't think what he said was so out of pocket that you have to cancel.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck are we giving LGBTQ people so much power that you guys can cancel? Mind you, DaBaby has killed two people. DaBaby has killed people. Never canceled.
Walmart.
But then he does this shit, and LGBTQ people are like, oh fuck. Look at Dave Chappelle
right
now.
The LGBT community has like a huge stain right now, and even like with the Dave Chappelle too. Like I have Dave Chappelle's back with that because he's a comedian. Like comedians are here to make jokes, right?
About everything.
Like, why are we censoring them? Let them make jokes. Let them have fun. Like I want to laugh too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are all a little bit like racist or have like, you know what I mean? There's some jokes. Tendencies. There's some jokes that we listen to that we're like, okay, yeah, we can laugh at it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean like there's some actions that you think about it in your head that you can think about it. You're allowed to think about it for you to go react to it. Then that's like.
Don't
act on them. You know what I mean?
There's a certain thing. Yeah, you don't act on.
Yeah,
it's a joke. A joke's a joke. No jokes about murder led to murder.
And
that's kind of where that whole everything kind of gets wrapped into it. Like if it's on stage, it's a skit or whatever. It's not really inciting it. It's not inciting some act. Like someone's not going to be sitting at home going like, "Oh, this guy made a joke about rape. Now it's."
I will kind of push back against that. Like, he's not inciting it directly. There'll be some people that, however, if for instance, Trump never directly incites riots, But sometimes there'll be some motherfuckers that's so unhinged. Like, yeah, when he hears Trump's thing, he's like, oh, I gotta go. There's always going to be.
Case in point,
it's on both. It's, it was extreme.
I know what I'm saying. Yeah, people are.
There's always going to be some wacko that really.
In a lot of this. What topics that we talked about, people are to be blamed.
But that's where it gets dicey.
Yeah. Like, society needs to be blamed.
But you can't just police everything.
We've gone so far. Like, I don't understand like where
Dave Chappelle also
we're lost. There's no common sense anymore.
He said he made fun of gay people.
Yeah.
And even back then on his Dave Chappelle show, on the Chappelle show, they said, oh yeah, you can't make jokes about, you can't even say the F word, like fag. He says, you can't see that. He's like,
oh, you said it.
Yeah. No, but that's the main idea behind it.
Damn, you're not allowed to say that.
You gotta leave now.
But the main idea is, like, you can't say that word. But then he would say the N-word, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine on TV. And he's like, wait, why can I say the F-word? They're like, well, because it's TV and it's offensive to gay people. But then why can I say the N-word? Oh, yeah, it's just because, you know, it's just... You're black. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not a nigger. So it's like, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
The main idea is like, oh, you can't say this word, but you
it's
can say the
standards,
N-word.
It's man.
It's just stupid.
No, it's
you should be able to make fun of anything. Well, within reason, within context. You should be able to make fun of everything. Because they make fun of black people, Latinos, everything.
Man, those are the best kind of jokes.
Those are the best type of jokes. Like
stereotypes?
Stereotypes and like fried chicken, watermelon, whatever. It's always the
but
same
you know
thing.
Why? Like, it's crazy. They're like censoring so many things. Like, we grew up like completely different than now, you know?
Yeah.
And like I feel like the world right now is so like we're all so like
fragile.
We're scared. Yeah. Like we're scared. You're scared to talk, you're scared to do anything.
Trying to pick up a girl now is weird because it's like her, you don't want to be
it's because of humans. Like it was you know how like It's always someone that does something like wrong that ruins it for the like you know these people, right?
And also sometimes some people that think they're being progressive,
yeah.
That okay, for instance, my old workplace, I was saying you can ask someone out just once. If you ask them out the second time, it's harassment. I'm like, and that's where it's also
like,
so yo,
wanna
go out?
How many times
do
you have to ask?
No, that's what I mean.
Why do you have to complain
about
it?
No, you can't. Don't get me wrong.
No, I get what you mean.
We're just like, okay, wait, who makes these rules? Like, imagine, like, it's like, who makes these rules? Like, it's just stupid.
I think those rules are meant for a certain group in society. And no, honestly, there's some people, like I said, there's some people that have thoughts in their head and know, like, it right or wrong. And there's some people that have thoughts, don't know right or wrong, and just act on it, right? Yeah. Those rules are meant for those people.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just spread. Now it's just spread out to everybody. Because common sense does not exist anymore.
I think social media gives a voice to the minority.
Yeah.
And everybody jumps on that.
And then I think the mental illness craze, like the mental illness, is also causing a lot of people to, like, you know, like distorting
a lot of crazy people, man.
And like, again,
and the worst is when distorts, like, normal people jump on that crazy shit, man.
And then they because they think they're being progressive.
Yeah,
that's always the number one. They oh my god, we're being progressive. Like Black Lives Matter.
Or they trying to look
I always thought the whole Black Lives Matter another thing. It's like people think, oh my god, oh yeah, Black Lives Matter is a great thing. I'm like, yeah, you could be for it and you could still be against it and not be racist. People are like, no, if you're not, yeah, I tell people straight up, I'm a black person, I don't like Black Lives Matter. No, how can you say that? That's kind of racist. I'm like, no, it's not.
And the
you
weird
don't
thing
have
is,
to
it's like
to disagree.
Sorry,
to
cut you off.
No worries.
The weird thing is
let's talk about that too.
Why is it now like it's like a bonus? Like, hey guys, you guys matter.
Exactly.
And all these brands are like, hey, Black Lives Matter. It's like, dude, wait, what? They freed slaves a long ass time ago. Like, segregation ended a long ass time ago. And why are we getting this reminder? And I think it's like, it's getting people fighting and
it's just dividing everybody.
It's dividing them more, right?
It feels like it definitely
has. So that's what the world has become, click views.
If you grow up, it's
social media. Now, nowadays. And you grow up with all this, you know, getting bombarded, all, you know, this separation, just as you growing up as a kid. Well, you grew up with all this hate against someone that they probably like. They don't hate you or anything.
Yeah.
But now you see someone that is not your skin color, and then you assume you just label them.
Yeah.
And you know they're just reprogramming kids from the very beginning. You know, like in schools and everything. It's just shitty, man.
It's the world.
You hate a person you never meet.
You're walking. You're so like. Like
I think there's progressive things to like some stuff that you know like oh hey. This we can kind of reframe it and like oh man okay that's good. And for instance, you know, like indigenous people, we're going to have a reconciliation day. Okay good, we can start getting some of these racist names off the streets. Okay fine, that's good. But then they're literally, as like I said, in my workplace now, they're literally going to the extreme now with their policing language. Now we can't say, oh, this person, my baby brother is living with autism. You can't say, oh, he's an autistic person. You can't say, oh no, that's offensive. You have to say, it's a person living with autism. It's the person for, like,
that's, and it's getting,
that's, it's hard, it's the getting rules. To that there's stupid rules, yeah. level that, like, I'm pretty sure my baby brother would not, he's not offended when I say, oh, he's autistic. No, 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 you have to say he's a person living with autism.
But yeah, you don't know that if he's offended or not.
No, no, but that's the thing. This, oh, I, no, no, that's, I don't know if he is.
He should be, though.
No, no, even if he is. Even if he is.
Guys, like, he shouldn't be.
No, 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 even if he is, you shouldn't cater to that. You shouldn't cater to that because there's going to be idiots in universities. Me as a professional, I'm telling him, and that's one of the biggest things. Like, me as a professional, I'm telling him, like, oh, hey, you're living with autism.
Tomorrow, you don't have a job.
Someone in the streets, someone in the streets is going to be like, oh, he's autistic. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what we're
just talking about. The computer is constantly, constantly shutting down.
Really? It's what happened?
Crashing, crashing. It's just, I have to stop the program and start it up again to get this bug out. It's just pissing me off, and it just...
Oh, okay. Then do we have to re-record everything?
That's right. I'm doing it. So,
what?
Okay.
Like, the last 10 minutes? You have to get your audio from your phone and... sync it up somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going?
I got a couple in me. Like, we can talk about. Like, I have to go soon, anyways. I have to go soon.
Start a new video then.
Okay. It's still going. Yeah. Keep her going. Yeah.
Hey, let's keep her going.
Yeah.
And then, yeah,
we'll just talk louder.
Yeah.
We'll just talk louder.
Worst comes to worst, it'll.
Hey.
It'll just be like a shitty audio clip on the.
Yeah.
In the middle, but. That whole thing with Black Lives Matter is weird because the person that's like the founder of it is like living in a $1.8 million home. Like, she's just like, yo,
listen, talking like we're so oppressed. The craziest thing about Black Lives Matter, did you see the staff? It was like, all white people.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, that's the number one.
Jews, a lot of Jews.
Yeah,
too.
And they didn't do anything for the cause. Yeah. That money, no one knows where that money went.
The founder that you're saying that is super like rich or whatever, she moved to like one of the like most prestigious places like in. Like the states.
Kids are in fucking private schools.
Yeah, and she's surrounded by like white people or whatever. When she said something the opposite, like, I don't know, like she was against like white people or something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But she moved into a neighborhood that is all white. Mm-hmm. And then preaching something totally different, you know?
And that's why I've
maybe you moved there to preach to the white people so they can understand.
Something that didn't go with her ideology.
She's
or
playing
whatever.
Tennis with the white people. Like,
hey, Jessica, just know that you can do this with other black people.
She's like, no.
I don't know.
I thought it was kind of foul. Like, out here making this whole thing about, you know, like a racist system, but
yeah,
really, you're benefiting from the system.
Like, they don't, like, there's cases where, like, they could help, like, black people that they don't.
Trying to get everybody,
you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get everybody.
You know what I'm saying? No,
I know what you're talking
about.
They
could help black people, but they don't. They choose to just. Pick and choose whatever.
It's like the Asian hate thing. Like Asian people came together and donated money to this, and you can actually see where the Asian community was like spreading it out to Asians. They're like, oh yeah, this is where we're going to put it in because there were like a lot of attacks on Asian Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually donated to Asian Americans, and they actually told you this is where your money went. This is where we're donating.
That's
to this
my
cause.
Biggest thing about supporting charities. I want to know where every single thing is going. Like how we found out about what's that one that been on television for so long, guys. Dollar a day with
World Vision.
Yeah. When you find out all the executive directors are getting paid like millions of dollars and like there's not that much.
And 60% of the money.
Like,
I think it was like something like 60% goes back into making those videos.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the whole point of it? So most of the money that they do.
Because they know the videos is how they were getting people.
So they're like, we're just going to keep making more videos and sending out there and putting it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, it's wild. Yeah.
It's wild.
We can move on to something a little bit lighter. You guys hear the new Kanye West, new Drake? Y'all hear?
I was actually talking to Ahaji.
Yeah.
And actually, I was feeling the Kanye one more.
Yeah. You like Donda?
Donda, I was feeling more. And I'm a Drake fan.
Yeah.
Drake has grown on me, but it's not a banger.
You know what? Like Drake's album, like, listen to it, like, look at it now. Like, he just had, like, radio hits like Too Sexy for My Shirt, like stuff
that's
like
a
that.
Song,
yeah, I know it is. It's radio hits. Like I think Kanye, like, it's dope. It's like Tupac versus Biggie type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where Tupac was creating, like, he was rapping about real stuff, like that's what Kanye was rapping about, like real stuff, like in his life about God, his
pain
mom, and all that. Like, while Drake is you know, rapping about things that are relatable, like, you know, and that way that you can Instagram capture
portable
things, you know what I mean? Yeah, portable things, you know. And it's just a different type of, but I feel like together though, they would be amazing because Kanye doesn't have the lyrics anymore. Like, he's not lyrical. And Drake is lyrical, but Drake needs like that production that Kanye has. And then if they link them both together,
I think it's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they just did a concert together.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
How many people died during that show?
About zero.
Zero, yeah. Yeah. How did they do it? I listened to Kanye West and Drake.
Oh, yeah, it's coming, for sure.
I, to be honest, when I first heard both of them, I was like, this is garbage. Like, the hype, you know, because the hype was like, these are going to be the greatest thing.
I really like Knife Talk, man.
Knife Talk is good.
I love Twenty One Savage.
I was like, no, come on, man. Like,
yeah, when Drake comes in, I'm like, Twenty One Savage's part.
Twenty One Savage murdered that.
He killed it. Yeah.
I really like the beat. Like, I gotta feed this. I really love that part. Like the intro. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, no, that yeah, but I picked Donda. Like, I'm obviously biased because I'm a huge Kanye fan, but I expected a lot from Drake. I listen to his music, but I don't think he's released a really good album since maybe
Drake
Views.
Views, I think, was the last one for me.
He's just like singles, personally. Right?
Because Scorpion, yeah.
Yeah, like Scorpion. Scorpion was nice. He's been making like hits. Like,
That I think with Drake that annoys me, honestly, is like he has the same recipe for like these past three albums. Yeah, you have an African tune in there, you know, it's to go to the African.
He has
like almost like a Latino sound.
Yeah.
He does the same albums the same exact way. He's going to start off with this hardest track. Like, Champagne Poetry was like my best, you know, like the first song will hook you in right away. You're like, oh, like when I heard Scorpion and I heard like, my lollipop niggas. You know, when you first start, you like the sound is like the best one.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, you're hyped, and then the second, like everything else is like,
No, like when you compare Views, you compare. Like,
or even you can album this now,
he just knows how to do.
That was a banger. And but he was rap, like the rap there, like, was actually rapping. Dope. And like, even like, what was it, 6 a.m. or 1, 2 a.m. in Toronto, whatever the fuck it is. But like,
Chicago.
I think that's
Drake's so one. Drake's so good. He just fucking lists the time and date when he's recording. The location. He's like, all right, there, and it goes fucking to.
Those
the
are typically one. Always my best ones. Though, that's when he's reflecting more.
That's when he's rapping.
He's really good at getting like mainstream hits. But Drake's,
no, but also it's because his voice.
His voice and the rhythm.
Also, I think Kanye can make hits. He's just been like, I wouldn't say selfish, but I think he's been making music for God in the last couple of years.
I think
and the one about like the kids, like what did he made one for kids are born with mental.
Kids are born with ghosts or born.
Kids who ghosts.
But one thing I will say about Kanye's album, though, Kanye's album will always get you like thinking, like. Cause I remember, like, when I first heard when he come up with like, I'm awesome, I'm bipolar, something like I'm awesome.
I remember when I heard the album. He's funny. He's a funny guy. Though.
But you guys, it's dark. Yeah. But like, go listen to like the very first track on that thing. He's like, they say, oh, you love yourself, but I love myself and I want to kill myself. I'm like,
he's
holy.
Speaking the
I'm like,
truth.
Holy shit. It's like dark shit.
It's dark, but it's
the truth. People say, don't say that. Like, you should love yourself. It's like, yeah, I love myself and I still want to kill myself.
Yeah.
And when I heard that line, I was like,
and then he's like. He's like, I love you so much that I want to kill you. Like, he's talking about his wife.
He's talking about
his wife. Like, he's talking about himself. Like,
But
like,
you can also take it as him looking at himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's
in reality, they say people do have those dark thoughts. People do think about killing themselves at one point. But no one talks about it. These are the things that, like, maybe society needs sometimes, like, to know that people are going through dark times. Like, instead of canceling every single thing that comes out, and it's like, okay, I'm the only one dealing with this, then, you know what I mean? And it's like, okay.
And I think that was why that song was so, because Kanye's actually being like, oh yeah, like, I want to, and he's like, don't say, and also another thing that I thought was beautiful about that album is like, don't feel bad for me for having a mental health disorder. I think of it as a superpower. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting spin on it.
Yeah.
He went off his meds. He's like, I want to feel it. I was kind of like, bro. He said he went off his meds because he wanted to also feel the extremes too, right? Because most people say, oh, no, you have to be controlled. Because like I said, I can kind of relate to that because my baby brother, being autistic, he has too much energy. The nurse is like, oh, no, you have to give him this. We don't give him things, but he has too much energy still. granted, there's sometimes we'll try to
focus that energy. It could be crazy,
focus that
right?
energy into any other things. But yeah. if you always medicate him, he'll just be sitting there and not do anything for like 5 hours. He'll just sit there.
My biggest thing with medication is it messes up. Like, it messes up. As someone has worked with kids with intellectual disability or humans with intellectual disabilities and like the medication that they give them, I think it slows them down
and they're kids too, right? How do you know if it's just like a normal...
It slows like, them so much.
Kids are energetic.
They're like just hyper. They're like, oh no, you can put them
down. Like, they just point you
and energy levels. But there's ways I think society can teach them. And like, I've seen kids, like, I could work with some of these kids when they're not even on their meds, you know? And, like, and they're great. And, like, but it's like you have to give them their meds.
And they're just zombies.
At 8 a.m., at 4 p.m., and then,
That's how we took them out the meds, because he would just sit there.
And he just, like,
he just sits there. He likes playing video games. And he doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to sit there and watch TV, which is weird to us. And then, like, I'm like, this is not normal.
Yeah, your brother has a lot of energy.
He has a lot of energy. He breaks shit, and that's why you just tell him, hey, don't do that. Yeah. And he learns from that. You just have to keep yelling. Like, it's annoying having to do it. It's a little bit of stress on you.
Yeah.
But if you just do that work, like, hey, don't do this, you know this. They're going to keep doing it, you just have to keep telling them. Yeah, because that energy is there. They just keep going. You just keep going.
Child,
but then why the fuck would you zombify your kid and just...
they just go numb.
He would just... I remember he sat on the stairs for like 2 hours. What do you think about playing video games?
It just kills your like creativity and everything.
That's horrible. Like, and that's why we don't...
Makes you a robot, basically.
But again, the pills can be helpful. It's time and place, right?
Yeah.
Like, I took him to the mall today to get Santa pictures. And my God, he felt like throwing up because anxiety was like just taking over. It's an anxiety disorder as well, too, him. It's too much sensory things. Santa, he's never met this guy before. Too much change for him causes like overwhelming.
Yeah.
So like that pill would have helped him there to like calm down and take the picture and stuff like that.
Or you just like slowly like get him to getting used to that, like, you know what I mean?
It's but that's I don't is not my kid.
Exactly.
That's the shitty thing.
But that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying, like, as parents, instead of like, let's just throw pills at him because like there's no way it's gonna be too much for me to handle. No, like I'm not gonna say a human's a dog, but like it's like dogs. Like some people like their dogs turn out bad and they're like, oh, okay, let me just get rid of him. I can't. Like no, like. Like you, if you're having something, a human animal in this world, like you're supposed to teach them the ways and then be there for them as much as you can, right? And like pills, like pills do fix one thing, but we know they have other issues that come. Yeah, they have side effects that come up with it. Like I would not want to give my son like just giving them pills when there's other ways. Like there was like I was watching this show actually. There was this kid that was autistic. And like obviously the parents were giving him pills for the longest time, right? And eventually they went to go see this lady that was like doing like some type of like meditation with the kid. The kid changed dramatically within a year compared to when she was on pill because it was just maintained, and she was just calm the entire time instead of like her actually learning things and like her actually moving on with her life, you know? Like that's the difference. I think we're just being lazy as a society moving forward.
Exactly.
Just be like,
when you give him the pill as well too, he does not engage. Like now we're teaching him to cook.
Yeah.
Because if he more likely than not, he's going to need support in his life at some point. But that's the thing. Right now we can teach him the skills.
Yeah.
If you took him on pills and he's like, oh, go cook this, he's just going to sit there like this. You're just going to watch
it. That's crazy, man.
But now I'm like, no, you do this.
Yeah.
No, you messed up, then you sweep up the floor. And you're teaching them these skills.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They actually learn. Like, my baby brother and I, when he's done eating, he will sweep up wherever he eats now. Yeah. He will cook. He knows how to make noodles in the microwave.
And these kids are very smart. Like, they're very, very smart. Like, your pills is what is, like, making them, like, if anything, like...
Just kind
of... Yeah, just kind of, like, lazy.
That leads to some crazy behavior later on? The pills?
I think the pills just don't get them to really associate themselves in society, like really like.
Because you obviously probably skip like important parts like associating with other people like how you should and all that.
It
kind
also
of
causes
stuff.
Like
imagine later on all the mental problems you have.
Yeah, the mental problems, and we know what they do with that. They give you more pills.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
And it's a cycle.
It's just a cycle.
They're making billions of dollars a week.
And now you're 15.
It's a business.
And you know, like, they're going to be an EIA and all this stuff.
It all comes down to money, man.
It's all
that's
corrupt.
Evil, man.
It's evil shit. I also always think about that fact, too. Like, think about it. I work in the mental health field, and what a shit that you're diagnosing as someone having this mental health. Like, dude, like, what is, like, now you're not even allowed to be shy. Like, remember back then I used to be shy. I was like, yo, bro, like, I'm shy. Like, yo, go give this teddy bear to that girl. I'm shy. Hey, you're not allowed to be shy. You know what they call it now? Yeah. This is real shit. When, now if you're shy, they call it social anxiety.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's not social anxiety. That's really what it is. Like, now,
he was,
I can study in school.
Because Jeff was shy when he came to school, but on MSN? You're right. That's a big point.
Yeah, you can't be shy anymore. You can't just have a little thing that you're going through anymore. You're like, oh,
you have more energy than you. You have one more energy that you got, and now you got ADHD.
Let's hit it with one more topic.
Yeah, you guys watching sports? Keeping up with anything?
Yeah, I keep up with it. Yeah. Your Lakers are sucking.
What's LeBron doing out there fighting niggas? Was he fighting?
He fought some dude, but LeBron had no. But I think he did that to get some amped into his team. Like his team is kind of weak. Like, I like Westbrook. Like, he brings the intensity, but I love Anthony Davis, man.
But
he's so like weak. Like, he's not a true he's not a true big. I don't understand it. Like, bro, I used to be averaging like 30 points.
I'm the 36-year-old.
He's not dominating.
No, he's not.
He used to be a dominator, yeah. But he's going the Dwight Howard
route. Yeah,
Dwight Howard's a bum. Man.
Yeah,
like, who? He's not even like he don't even.
It has to do with LeBron for sure. He's getting, you know, LeBron's there. He's just letting LeBron.
And also, he doesn't feel that big.
He doesn't feel that responsibility as much.
But no, that's what shows who's great, right? If he wants to be one of the greats, Shaq wasn't waiting for Kobe.
Yeah.
That's why they won.
Kobe wasn't waiting for Shaq. They won the same team.
Yeah, that's why they were three-peat.
Exactly.
And they hated each other
on top of that, but they were still balling. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll score my 30-piece, you score your 30-piece.
Yeah, he doesn't have that mentality.
Davis is not banging. Like, whenever he's in the post, he likes taking fades. He's like the modern day post player. Bro, he doesn't want to play center, even though he's perfect for it, because it's like he can play like that.
He can be versatile.
Yeah, very versatile. He doesn't like playing five.
Who was trying to play?
But he doesn't like posting up. He just like always fades away. Like, I hate it.
I forgot who was trying to play defense on it. It was no one crazy, but he was just like struggling. Like, I'm like, bro, you're 6 foot. Like, I don't even know how tall you are, but you're super tall. Right, and then you have this. Draymond Green that he was messing him up. Yeah. I'm like, because Draymond Green was like a true defender, right? Like, it's like back in the day, like he would talk shit to you. He'll like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He'll get in your elbow.
He'll get in your head. Yeah, he'll get in your head.
And as an all-star, you're there getting messed up by this guy, this puny guy. It's like Dami playing defense on me and me getting worried.
Exactly. You don't get no, but honestly, like, that guy feels so fragile. Like, I've always been a fan of him.
Yeah,
when he plays.
When he played with DeMarcus Cousins, that's why I love DeMarcus Cousins.
I love DeMarcus Cousins. He's tough, man.
That guy, regardless when he comes in, he makes a presence. Like, he makes his presence known. He's the only big guy that I would know. He's the only post player that I really know. Like, no one really plays like DeMarcus. DeMarcus Cousins was a mean guy. You not want to push him around. Because you don't want to anger him.
I like players like that, but I never respect them. Mm. It's just like Anthony Davis. I just never know because... No. This is always it with me. If you're doing shit, like, if you're doing stuff like that, you have to at least win.
Yeah.
And with DeMarcus Cousins, when I always thought he averaged like good numbers, but then his team never. It's like Westbrook.
Because
Westbrook special. Westbrook could give you a triple-double, 40 points, and they'll still lose by 30. And I just always like... Yeah. I can respect it, but at the same time, I can also be like...
The difference between DeMarcus Cousins and Westbrook is because DeMarcus Cousins, when does a post ever lead their team to a win? When they need a point guard too. They need a shooting guard, right? DeMarcus Cousins can get 40 points, 50 mm-hmm. points, 60 points, whichever he was doing. Mm-hmm. But his teammates were getting 10, 9, 8.
Yeah.
Like,
you need a good point guard.
And they were the ones leading with the ball. Mm-hmm. They get scared and passing. Like, you need... like and then when he had another post, like... They were scoring, but you still need guards to do that thing. Like, when Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins were together, they were scoring like 40. And that's when Anthony Davis was playing his best. Like, he was averaging good, and he was like, he was a good post at the time. And then you know, now he's weak, but. Like, I'm saying, like, you do need your guards to play well as well. You
Dirk
know?
Nowitzki, though.
Dirk Nowitzki. He's still going? Is he still
No, but
he had Jason Kidd. He had a good squad.
But you got to give him a lot of credit, man.
For beating LeBron, right?
Oh, yeah,
just know that would never happen to Kobe Bryant. But, yeah, he did beat LeBron.
This guy had to just know
it won't happen to Kobe.
He's not, like, straight. Well, he did play post, right?
Yeah.
But he was so versatile, man.
He was.
He led that nasty
shot. Yeah, that nasty shot. Yeah.
Well, nobody stopped it, man.
But I mean, the game is also different now, and like, you have like Curry now. You know, I mean,
dude, Curry is ridiculous. Harden?
No.
What?
I just want to
Kyrie.
No. Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
My bad. Klay Thompson, like. And you have like a team like that where you just have shooters and they don't even have a post, man. You know
it's
what I mean? So that's how crazy it is.
But
you said they don't need a post. You don't need a post. A post can score 60 points, but it doesn't matter, bro. You need guards. You know?
Are they winning?
They're like first, and like they have Curry. They have this new guy. There's like a new guy that basically plays like Klay Thompson. What's that new guy?
Hey, don't put some respect on Klay Thompson.
No, I'm not. I'm saying like he's like a pure shooter. He can average like 30 a night. Like. It's like his second
he's
year.
He's great when he shows up.
Yeah. It's a sometimes different league, man.
When you don't show up, you don't show
it's
up.
It's definitely entertaining watching those shots that are that far away from the 3-point line. Mm-hmm. But I like the grit from back in the day.
No, but they got
some defense. No one plays defense.
Look at the Bucks. Why did the Bucks win? Right? Because they had a really good post or power forward, whatever he is.
Props
then man. He had good guards that were actually making points. Right?
Well, no.
So when he had 19 points, his guards had 30. 20, right?
He had good guards and stuff.
Yeah,
but they weren't like big names.
They weren't big names.
They did
their position.
They weren't big names.
They weren't anything.
I think they were still winning.
Because it was, if you think about it, that team is like you got to give 100% credit to that guy.
Drew Holiday showed up. Like I was like, okay, it was Bledsoe on that team too. And like they all showed up and they all played well. And like I was like, wow, okay, like
everybody
have a supporting cast. You have a supporting cast. Yes. Atetubuko was scoring 30, and this.
I love that guy's name.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
I
used to call him Tunko.
That's why I didn't say
Tunko. No, but he's actually Nigerian, and his name is actually Adetokunbo, but he switched it to Greek. Adetokunbo. It's actually Adetokunbo, which is a Nigerian name, but.
He said peace to Nigeria.
It's all Nigerians that dominate.
These motherfuckers keep scamming me.
Hello, Greece.
Greece. No, but hey.
Greece
is crazy.
I respect his championship, 100%.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, I respect him. I honestly wanted...
He deserved it.
That series with Brooklyn, though, was probably the best series I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, no, I wanted Brooklyn to win.
Brooklyn's gotten good, though.
I wanted
Brooklyn was shit for the longest time.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, when you have three stars on two now because one
actually probably one because James Harden have you seen James Harden lately?
Not lately.
They don't call those fouls anymore like that was James Harden fouls so I think only
he's just chilling the game. On sick leave
he's not doing good. James Harden is not doing good with the new rules. They took away those, you know, when you jump into the defender and you shoot it, they took away those little bullshit fouls.
I think also he's being like he's not selfish right now. He's playing Kyrie's role too, and because Kyrie's not there, that's why he's averaging 20 points or like lower.
He's trying to elevate everybody.
He's trying to play a role as a point guard and like trying to get the ball around too. Like,
yeah,
and he's not like okay, let me just go shoot like because he could go out and shoot. Like let's be honest. Like if he wants to go out and drop 40,
no, but I'm just surprised he hasn't scored like over 30 this year. Like it's just
because the most of the plays like he's worried about like getting the balls out, getting the, like you know what I mean.
Just like setting people.
And like KD especially. Like KD doesn't really need that much help, but
he's just
if you had Kyrie at least coming up with the ball, that makes a difference. Or Kyrie as a second option, like you know.
Before we even go, we should talk about the Bombers.
Oh,
you guys talking about the CFL?
I'm happy for my guys, man. I'm happy for my guys. Like I hope they win.
Yeah.
I hope they win too.
I hope they win and is
they're playing on Sunday, in case you don't know.
Tomorrow.
Sunday.
Fuck, 2 days.
Well,
I thought it was Friday.
Come on, man.
I'm not watching that shit, but
back to back,
Yeah.
It's good to see them like.
You remember we played against Dembski?
Yeah, I know, Dembski. And when I see him now, even when I saw him at the club a few times, led me to his section.
See, you worried about me. You worried about me going to the club.
No, that was like
in the section.
Yeah, he led me in the section of
people. Why didn't you call me up, man?
Yeah, bro. Like,
and, you calling me out.
Wait, Demske's our generation?
Mm-hmm. He was 1 year older.
So, okay, so you guys played.
Bro, I remember trying to tackle guy.
Oak Park. You went to Oak Park.
Okay, yeah.
So here's a vivid memory of mine of playing football. Yeah. He had the ball. He was running. Like, no one could catch him. He's on the freeway. Like, he's going, right? Like, all in him. I'm running. I got him. Boom. Okay? The guy dragged me. He dragged me for another 20 yards. And then eventually I got him down. But he dragged me for another 20 yards.
Wow.
Yo, he's big.
Yeah.
He's like
so built. Big and fast.
He has like the same stature as me, but he's like 6'2 or 6.
He can move. For a big boy, he can move.
He's very.
He's like 5'11.
Did he beat you in track?
No, impossible.
He was like. No, but it was very close though. It was very, very close. Yeah, he was like right on the Hodges tail when they ran track.
Yeah.
Like in 100 meter. Like, I remember I was in the same heat as him.
Yeah, he's a big guy, but he can move.
He can move. Yeah, like, fuck. He like flew. And I was like, holy shit, he can move. I didn't know he was that fast, but he's fucking fast.
Yeah, that's my guy still though.
Yeah. That's my guy. Like, when he run, I'm like, man, imagine just being that big and like almost like a Hodges speed. Like, he's just fucking.
It's cool that he's from here and he's playing for the Bombers.
No, I think that's awesome.
I honestly thought he was going to go to NFL for sure, just because he was just amazing. But he was also a running back at the time, man. Right? And the then they switched him to a receiver.
So many players in the States.
Yeah, no, yeah, America.
Well, NFL. What about the guy? You never know. You never say never. Like, what about the guy that made it from here? That
Stroud.
That plays for the Saints?
Yeah.
You mean you're
right? No, I know that guy too.
It could happen, but, you know, it's hard.
Oh, it's hard.
David. You're talking
about David. Yeah. I forgot his last name. Onyemata.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I was like, Saints. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool when they say Winnipeg. I'm like, okay, that's kind of dope.
No, I check on him every now and then, actually. He's a dope guy, man. Like, he's
like a gentle giant.
Yeah, he
doesn't say much.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
I remember, like, that's one that I find weird about U of M, though. They be recruiting motherfuckers from Nigeria, and then they come in and, like, I remember, like, when I first time on the team, they got, like, a 6'4 guy.
Big dude.
He hit me so hard, and I was like, bro. Because when you play high school ball, it's like little white kids hitting you. You're like, whatever.
Just straight volume and strength, man.
But, they hit you. It's almost like a brick. It's like, you don't move. They drove me back.
The U of M recruiter, he's amazing. He's a cool.
Remember, Ahaji and I
You can recruit a dog to play for his team. Like, he's amazing. Like,
remember our first training? Yeah. We went to training together.
Yeah.
And I think after the first training, we didn't go back anymore.
see what happened?
Much training did you guys?
With who?
Your Bison.
So yeah.
Well, you guys went to train with the Bison.
I don't like when Dami explains this.
No, I don't remember. I don't fully remember. I don't remember fully.
Let Ahaji explain.
Okay. He's right. So we went training because like I said, that guy is an amazing recruiter. That's how he recruited David Omiyada, because David came here for school from Nigeria, right? And like, he just told him one day, like, hey, like you're big, you know, come play football. Nothing crazy, like nothing serious. Mm-hmm. Like, you're playing football, kind of sucked. Then got better and better and better as time went on, and then now he's in the NFL. You know,
crazy.
It's just like some international kid that just came here for schooling, you know, and then like which is crazy. But anyway,
that's a dream come true.
The same way he recruited me and Dami, but me and Dami.
How did you guys do?
Well, we went there, right? And
we went there, right? It's not gonna be good. Let's hear it.
Dami had his helmet. I had my helmet. I had my, you know, we had our fits on.
You mean we were doing
our thing? We didn't realize it wasn't for us, you know.
Yeah.
After a couple of hits, you know, here and there, you know. Realized, track is going well for me. Let me just
couple concussions.
Yeah. You know, like, boy, I was.
I just didn't like the fact that, like, you know, like you, people get hit that hard, and I like my brain is my temple, and like I just wanted to protect it. That was my choice. Donnie was kind of
a real consequence.
No, I was like, you know what made it worse? Like, the fact. I don't mind the running
part. That was a running back.
The running part. See, the running part is the easy part. The hard part is blocking. I'm motherfucking 6'4 and almost like 300 pounds. And it was like this. He just steamrolled me, my guy.
You gotta be big.
You gotta be big. You gotta, if you're not big, you have to be able to like maneuver your way. Like the guy that, the guy that was, running with, like the other guy, was not very big.
Dembski, Anthony Coombs.
Anthony Coombs, that's his name. Anthony Coombs was not the biggest guy, but he actually knew how to like actually lay a hit. But for me, I
also, we had 3 years of playing football.
and it was like 3 years of just playing football in high school, and then that was it.
Yeah,
you know, and
that guy, like,
and like,
you can't bullshit your way.
No offense to our high school coach, I don't think they did well. In,
you know, those guys that they, if they have a path, right? They're in the community clubs, they're in the centers, they're very young age doing all of these things, and yeah, so. It's tough for us. We just had our fucking shitty high school.
And hey, we won 1 year.
We won our first year when everyone didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Did you get a ring?
No,
no, man. I didn't get a ring.
I didn't buy the ring either. Like, we got a 40-point shirt. We came to prom. I'm like, yes, I give this shit.
$400 for what?
You know what makes it worse? It's like, if I don't slap
my mom was like, get the fuck out of here. $200. You don't pay for rent.
And a jacket?
You don't want a jacket too?
We didn't even get a jacket.
Oh, so bad.
You know who has a jacket? Nick does.
Mama, please.
Nick has a ring and a jacket.
Yeah.
And I get mad because we worked hard for this shit.
But the ones that actually scored the touchdown, yeah, did all the running and all that.
We didn't get nothing.
I was so.
These motherfuckers have been fucking doing the going door to door with the fucking fundraising.
The bench got on everything.
They made us the bench got everything.
The rings,
selling
the jacket.
Cookies to people. We're trying to sell cookies to people. We're trying to raise money to
the chocolates.
Yeah, the chocolates. They're like, you want to buy?
We got to do this again.
We definitely got to do this. This is
fine. And then when I have more time too, like, we got to sit down and actually finish all this.
Yeah, Ahaj has got an important haircut.
Yeah, I do. That's why I have my little.
We'll have some tequila.
Yeah, we'll get some fucking
we're gonna make it like drinking with champs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna come in looking like Kanye next time.
Yeah.
You ever see that episode?
With a bald spot? That was a bad
thing. Who the hell can sell his hair?
No, did you watch the concert? You saw his boots?
Yeah, his boots.
Fucking
snow boots.
Yeah.
I can get that shit for $40 from Walmart.
Dirty weather, you have boots on? Yeah, my guy's going through something for sure.
Yeah.
When I saw that,
technically homeless. Kanye, say some shit. I'm technically homeless
because
man.
He sold all his things. He's like, I'm just gonna stay at my buddy's
place. I'm a monk now. Yeah. Like, what? He's like, dude, your wife kicked you out, man. Like, be honest with us, man. I'm homeless.
We're friends.
I feel for him though. The fact that he has to fight for his wife and some skinny dude is piping down his wife.
You know,
piping down his wife. Hey, guys, you gotta take the L on that. I would have just taken it. That's Kim's fault.
Yeah, that's Kim's fault. That's embarrassment.
Dude, like,
you know?
That's what you fucking
secondhand
fuck with,
embarrassment.
Right?
Like,
I feel
she lives for
him,
this
though.
Type of shit, though.
That's... Would you guys want your ex to move forward with, like, you know, someone that's, like, better than you in every direction? Like, you see personally that is better than you, or someone that you see that's lower than you?
I'd say it'd be embarrassing. But I'd be like, at least she leveled up. I hate to see people do bad.
I love my exes to move up.
I actually have no bad luck.
I love it. Trust me.
I love to see people move up.
All 185 of them.
If I be able to have a whole Instagram account.
It's good for the economy at that point.
That's fine.
This is my wallet.
Oh, this motherfucker. I've only had a couple of girlfriends.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Just the ladies of the night then? Alright. Yeah. Well, that's been the week of showing me and his buddies from high school. I always see Ahaj posting photos of girls. He's kind of
like, when do I have a photo of the girls, man? I don't get girls.
Maybe this, it's your, I forgot you have sisters.
Yeah, I do. I have cousins.
It's all your sisters and cousins friends.
Yeah,
he's just a friendly guy.
I like
I am a friendly guy.
Yeah. You guys dropped all your Instagrams and shit, and I guess you guys. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys again next time.
Thank you for inviting me.
That doesn't get canceled.
Oh, dude, that's.
Cancel me. Yeah. Cancel me.